Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. We should all be part of the solution, frankly. I mean, the craziness that's going around, you actually need to be paying attention. And I'm not just making fun. Seriously, you have to be paying attention. It's the only way that we're going to win. It's the only way that you're going to be able to make the right decisions, be able to tell people truly what's going on, you know, inform other people, because you want to help other people. You don't want to hurt them. I don't know any of my buddies that are actually into hurting somebody, you know, when it comes to the kind of things that are going down. Trying to help them make sure that they understand what's happening, they understand how to keep themselves safe. And those are all good things. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I got a little bit of a question on the Nancy Pelosi thing. Because, I mean, everything that she's doing, right? I mean, everything that she's talking about, that she wants to do, that she wants to help the American people, she's doing exactly the opposite. If you think about it. And it's just, if it was an impeachable offense for delaying help to the Ukrainians, right? Well, even a long period of time. And not that we even delayed it to them. There were other reasons behind it which had nothing to do. I mean, remember, he didn't get impeached. And think about how fast that's died down. Think about how fast the impeachment process version 2 is no longer in the news. But if delaying helps the Ukrainians, not Americans, the Ukrainians with American money, was impeachable, if Pelosi's delaying help to the Americans, then why isn't that impeachable? I'm asking for a friend. So, thanks to the COVID-19, and by the way, has anybody really done any homework to find out? You know, you hear about all this racism behind the coronavirus, saying that it started in China. Do you know basically COVID, starts off with the, you know, it's Chinese originated virus. No, I'm not joking. It's from the World Health Organization. You need to look it up. Anyway, with all this free time now, there's all kinds of activities, you know, all things that we're doing out there. Some people are catching up on their books, right? I mean, I always swore if I had some free time, I would sit down and read. I don't know how true that would be. I read so much stuff, it's just like swimming around in my head. I would love to be able to be one of those guys that could sit by the lake and just kind of stare out over the lake, focus on God, and not read anything. You know, just put the words down. Anyway. You know, but when you read what's going on, like when Twitter goes by, you know, part of what I do is I look at what's trending on Twitter and Facebook and try to see if it has any validity, if it's something I want to talk about. So when you see all these stories coming at you, you have to stop when you see the same ones coming in over and over and over again. Eventually, you have to stop and go, okay, you know, what is this all about? And I play their stuff on the show all the time. But one of the guys that really, really hacks away at what's going on is Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. He's the founder of Turning Point, actually. Check out their Twitter feed. Right? A lot of good stuff that he comes out with. Right? You know, he basically lists a few facts inconvenient to American liberals. And then he poses a question that kind of throws them way off. Now, the thing about Charlie, though, is he'll add emojis that just really poke them in the eye. You know what I'm saying? And you have to pay attention to what's going on. Like, Nancy Pelosi. He's got a lot of stuff that flies by on her. Right? You know what's trending? Remember when Donna Brazile... You know, she talked about us being nice to each other, gentler with each other, speaking kindly to one another. And then she told one of our Republican, the head of the Republican Party to go to hell. They don't use the same dictionary we do. They don't play by the same set of rules. Should that have been impeachable? I mean, when you talk about these things and how nasty they are and talking with each other, and I say, I realize she's not an elected official, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, if these things are wrong to say, aren't they wrong to say whether you're an elected official or not? Right? And again, you need to be reminded it was Nancy Pelosi who, like, turned all that up and finally gave in to impeach him over the Ukrainian issue. Now, she laughingly believes once impeached, always impeached. Somebody should have said, does that hold true for Clinton? That's what they should have asked her. Now, Democrats have blocked a coronavirus relief package twice now. So should she be impeached for withholding money from American citizens? No, come on, really. It's very simple. Their logic is very simple. As much as they try to make it very complex, it's not that hard. So if she's not willing to help out the American, she said she is. Now, part of what's in the package, the new package, is she wants $350 million to help out illegal aliens. Not to make them healthier, you know, to help them out for other things. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Isn't that just like a WOP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Then feel free. It's really simple, honestly. All you got to do is you go up to the website, or don't even go to the website. Just grab your smartphone and text TRS to 77222. That's T, ready? TRS to 77222. And then that way there, you'll get an alert that the show's getting ready to start, or you know something's happening on TRS, and that way you'll have a clue. I mean that's serious. Seriously. I don't know what happened. My eyes started leaking like crazy. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know, with the ever-changing news, I mean, seriously, man, it's crazy. Right? It's constant. I would love to play this afterward. I will, I promise. All right, so, you know, we were talking about Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. And Charlie is all over this stuff. I mean, he jumps all over Pelosi. He jumps all, you know, whenever they come up with something that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And he can prove it. He lays it out in plain simple English, right? You know, Nancy Pelosi, before she got slapped around a little bit here in the last day or two. But that doesn't mean she's done. I can only imagine what we're going to see come up on Friday. But Charlie Kirk lays out Nancy's and her virus bill. We talked a little bit about this the other night. 15-hour minimum wage, same-day voter registration, zero ID requirements for mail-in ballots, automatic extensions for immigrant work visas. What is all that? What does any one of those things have to do with fighting the virus? Because for those people, many, 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 many of them are not working. The low-wage people, $15 an hour is going to be a wage increase for them while they're not working. What kind of sense does that make? Right? You go through the rest of it, and the fact that she even asked them for, that she asked for it, and none of her team actually spoke out against it, if they really believe they can get away with it. They really believe that the Republicans would back away. I mean, I don't know who we're voting for anymore. Come on, you're with me. Many of you believe the same way I do. Why are we voting for these people? What are they doing for us or not? It just makes me crazy. Either fight for us or stay away. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of good ones coming up. And that was only part of Pelosi's grab bag, really. Right? The bill would have eliminated a $10,000 of federal and private student loan debt for each student borrower. It would have mandated all airlines that took bailout money, which let's face it, you know, these airlines, we need to help them a little bit. And I mean that, I know I'm making some of you nuts because I get in your emails. Do you want them just to all go BK, period? You didn't know this was coming. This was not a mistake or a judgment, an error on their part. So it would have mandated to all airlines that took bailout money to offset their carbon emission and reduce their overall emission by 50%. What are they going to do? You only use half the engines? There's only so much you can cut out from the airlines. Listen, I want to be extra safe. You want to put a little extra dirt in the air to make sure I'm going to stay up there for when the engines die? I'm okay with that. It would have forced companies that accepted bailout money to disclose the number and dollar value invested with minority and woman-owned suppliers. Well, again, what does that have to do with the coronavirus? Look at the information that they're digging for. Look at what they're trying to use. If they really cared about the American people, come on, let's be honest. If they really cared about the American people, they really say things shouldn't get in the way of us helping out the American people. What has any of this got to do with helping out the American people? They can go back after these things. Get the basic bill on the table. Right? With no grabs for big bucks. Get the basic bill on the table. Get people paid for a short period of time. Revisit this thing. I don't know. What do you want to do? You want to do 4 weeks on it? Make them come back at it every 4 weeks to make sure that it's working, it's doing what it intended to do, or that whether we even need it anymore. There was an $11 billion bailout for the Postal Service. Why? I talked to plenty of postal workers. They're doing fine. I mean, Congress raids their coffers on a regular basis. Another $35 million for the Kennedy Center, like they need it. And this was all Pelosi. Pelosi held up the bill for all these things, of which not one of them would have helped somebody out of work. Not one. Right? So what is wrong with her? She knows better. She's more seasoned than some people would say she is. And yet holding up the money to the Ukrainians was an impeachable offense. It was terrible. It was the worst thing you could do. Why? Because Ukrainians needed the money to fund their military so they could keep Russia out. Right? I mean, that's how serious it was. We're talking about 3 million Americans that just lost their jobs. Right? No fault of their own. They lost their jobs. Now, keep in mind that we owed Ukraine nothing. We didn't have any reason to help them, be with them, do anything for them. In fact, we gave them just that during Obama's administration. All those years they could have been ramping up to do, we could have been helping them out. We could have put a game plan in place, but no. Congress said it was useful to delay that aid. And Trump felt delaying that aid to help Ukraine was also useful. Why is it that Trump is wrong and they're right? Right? You think Trump was doing it for political reasons, for real? Why is Nancy Pelosi doing it? You couldn't get any more political than Nancy Pelosi. It never stops. Lay down a quick timeline. Write this down. 12/18, Trump impeached. January 10th, Pelosi agrees to send impeachment articles. January 11th, first China virus death occurs. And where's the Congress? Where are they? Trump Senior Host, just in the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's not a surprise, but a big blow to the U.S. economy as unemployment claims soar because of coronavirus closures. 3.3 million claims filed last week on Capitol Hill. The House expected to vote on the $2 trillion stimulus bill or federal rescue plan Friday. It's not a clean bill and loaded with other expensive line items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo says there's not enough money in the package for his state, which has the most amount of coronavirus cases. Cuomo calling the bill irresponsible and reckless. Meanwhile, President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing on help coming to New York City, the USNS Comfort.
I told the governor, Governor Cuomo, that the ship will be arriving at New York Harbor on Monday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Listen to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, the heck, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, if you think about it. You know, I love bringing up the double standards that we have on a regular basis between Democrats and Republicans, Democrat legislators mostly. Right? I mean, I get along with a lot of Democrats. We get along fine. They, matter of fact, they don't even like what their party's doing right now. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I started on the road in the first segment about the actual numbers, the COVID number, or COVID numbers for the coronavirus. And you have to know them. You have to understand. You have to take a look. I'm not telling you watch them hour by hour like we do. But first I have to say that you were going to get a pop because we were actually testing everybody who sneezed, sniffled, or coughed. You know, and I've done all three just in the last couple hours. But I don't have the virus. And they're, again, they're testing pretty much everybody who wants to get tested. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But what I was really looking to get at, what I was really looking to do, is you're hearing that the that's what happened. I went off on the raid and never came back. The coronavirus data is not matching the predictions, the extreme ones especially. And that's because they hurried them. That's because they plugged in the numbers, they plugged in the parameters that they wanted to see, that they believed to be truth. And you know what? They weren't. Really that simple. So when you hear about this stuff, when you hear about how bad it is, ask them what it's based on. And don't let them just say it's the experts. Right? Dr. Debbie Birx, she said that 19 of the 50 states with confirmed cases have low levels of outbreak. When people start talking about 20% of the population being infected, it's very scary, she said. You know, Thursday's White House briefing, at Thursday's White House briefing, she said that we don't have the data that matches that based on actual experience. So the data doesn't match this moving forward, overtaking virus. Now, maybe the models do. The models are what they believe to be truth. But they're not even emulating what's happening today. Dr. Birx also pushed back against rumors of changes to no resuscitation policies. She said they're falsehoods. And they could scare the public, so don't do it. There's a lot of stuff that the media is doing that is just totally... It just shows their ignorance. Almost to a level of malice, really. Now, hospitals across the United States are reportedly discussing a possibility of a blanket do not resuscitate policy. That's what you saw go over the fake airwaves from the fake news people. There's no situation like that. Earlier this week, Burke said that new cases had been consistent but not rising more than one day over the next. Then the U.S. overtook China today as the country that is the hardest hit by the pandemic. There was at least 82,000 people. They've contracted the virus in the United States. 1,000 deaths. The U.S. has now accounted for about 14.9% of the cases worldwide. You know, again, you keep moving. New York is the epicenter of all this. That's easy to understand. With everything they have going on there, people walking around. Look, why doesn't... I keep asking this question. Why doesn't India have the same problem? No, really. Why don't they? What's going on there that we don't know about? There are so many countries. Maybe they're not telling us. I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Ed from Washington. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You sound so happy, Ed.
Well, I get so tired of hearing myself. Listen, I called some medical suppliers, retailers, not wholesalers, and asked them about this N95 protective face mask. And they said, and they've been in existence for years, they've never had, through all the viruses and all the things that have had a lot more impact than this has, they've never had reason to even store them. So they don't have any available because they carried a few. And I thought, well, if this is such a hot item, why weren't they being asked about 2-3 months ago when this was such a hot item in the newspaper when it first started out? Why weren't more people? Anyway, I don't know what that means, but I talked to somebody in India today and, about this, and they said that they're having a large problem in their
country. Really?
Yeah, and I don't know how to verify that. I can just tell you what he told me, and because I was talking to him about what was going on there, and he mentioned that there was a large problem over there. Now, I don't know how to, you can't verify it, it's just me saying it, but the deal about the garbs and stuff for the people in the medical community, a lot of those on day-to-day basis, they deal with all sorts of things, are washable items, including the masks. Now, I don't know what the ones that are this N95 are made of, because there's nobody that ever carried them because they never needed them. And these are the people that deal with medical supplies to the general public.
Well, you know,
so
and again,
know
this
that
is...
helps your I don't know if that helps your opinion or not.
Well, you know what? Any information I get helps me form an opinion. Ed, thanks for listening and thanks for calling in. I always appreciate it. Thank you.
And you take.
You know, when you think about India or any of those countries really getting information in and out of there. So what I got so far, the latest information, I'll put it that way, out of India, is that they have almost 1,000 reported cases. Now, I don't know what that means. I mean, death-wise, even if they were at 100%, that's 1,000 people out of 1.3 billion. So we don't even know. We don't know how many of these numbers are real. I guess that's the other minor irritant. Well, major minor irritant. How many of these are real? How do we know which one of these numbers? I mean, again, if you have less than 1,000 confirmed cases, if you would, and they follow the course of most others, you know, 90% test negative. I don't know how many they've tested, if any. Don't you think that people, like they've done in Japan and other places, China, Russia, they'd be sending all kinds of pictures, wouldn't they? And with 1.3 billion people, should it be a lot worse than we can even imagine?
Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's switch it up and do a, I don't know, a weird story. How's that? Not a bad story, but a weird story. University of Colorado in Boulder. I don't know why they don't put Boulder, Colorado. But at the University of Colorado in Boulder, it's the lead school of business associate professor Stephanie Johnson. Her and some of her colleagues recently conducted a study concluding that attractive women are negatively affected by their appearance when applying for masculine jobs, such as construction jobs. She says this is gender bias. Now, Johnson connects her hypotheses with the beauty is beastly effect when women's career opportunities are affected by her appearance. Johnson and her colleagues, they blame the American societal norms for this obvious problem. Now, it is possible that we often see what is beautiful is good, and what the effects are of that, because the attractiveness, or at least the perceived attractiveness, has become the norm in American society, she says. In a word, or in a just world, physical appearance would not affect... Well, I agree with her. I will tell you, I know plenty of people that don't hire by looks. Plenty of small companies. The bigger companies might be a little different. It goes on to say, in a just world, physical appearance would not affect a hiring decision. It also adds, and is followed by a reference to unique law in the District of Columbia that makes it legal to discriminate for personal appearance, one way or the other. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
And that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
She's talking about losing access to civil liberties. God bless America. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. They really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. So head up to the website, like the stories, don't like the stories. Give me an email address. We send out one email a week. You know, I don't beat you up with them. I don't like when somebody does it to me. I'm not going to do it to you. And there are other things on there that you can take advantage of. Well, stories to vent the sponsors. Sponsors are always love to hear that they're being listened to, that they're being considered. Anyway, so, you know, what I say, you know, head over there, check it out. And if you like something, you want more information, don't hesitate to page me. Whatever the heck that is. To, I was going to say, to page me. They don't use page anymore, though. To send me an email. Let me know who you have in mind, questions you have. I don't mind. I try to answer as many as I can. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Really that simple. All right, talk a little bit about, you know, I almost went down this road before, but I never finished this one either. Seems like I never finish anything, does it? A professor is alleging gender bias in masculine jobs. Now, if it's what I think it is, because I just skimmed the story earlier, it's kind of like if they're not applying for, now I don't know, I haven't read it yet, if they're not applying for, or if the job structure is being written in such a way it sounds like it's for a man, what else do you want them to do? Women can't do everything a guy does when it comes to this kind of thing, and women can't do everything men do. There is a difference. has nothing to do with intelligence, but there is a difference. At the University of Colorado, oh, this is what I screwed up and said Boulder, but I never finished it. I never really finished it. Right? When you think about these people that apply for the jobs, they have to be able to handle it. You don't dumb the job down for them, which is what the left wants you to do with a lot of people, a lot of things. They want you to dumb it down for them. Now, Johnson and his colleagues, they claim that it's the American social norms that keep women from working in these jobs. No. Timmy and I owned a technology company. To get women to come in just on intern days was going to take an act of God and Congress combined. The thing to do, right, is to make sure that you find people, persons, with the right skills and the want to do the job. Some of them don't want to even do the job. They think you just, you know, when you're driving a Caterpillar, a dump truck, or whatever, all you do is sit there all day. Well, it doesn't work that way. Not if you're doing a good job. Norm in American society, right, is if you're pretty, you get the job, kind of thing. Now, within the study, the masculine jobs revolve around, you know, construction. They use an experimental group made up of a variety of ages and expertise. They range from undergraduate students to master workers. Attractiveness was measured by 10 participants who rated 24 females on a numbering scale. Surprised they even went that far with it. It was from these scores that researchers determined who was attractive and who wasn't. Daniel Baker, the owner of Baker Concrete Construction, he told Campus Reform, "We at Baker look for the best person for the role," but added, "I believe it's high time that all men and women be treated equal." How is that not equal? God, I'm so confused. If you're looking for the best person for the job, you don't care what color, height, size, weight, male, female, gender, that's right, there's gender. If you don't care about any of that stuff, how does it equate that they're looking for the right person for the job? Right? They're looking for the best person for the role, but... Because he did. He went on to add, he says, "I believe it's high time that all men and women are treated equal." So what do you say? The guy could be hired on his looks? Baker also brought up the factory, brought up a factor in hiring that Johnson didn't consider in this study. All Baker co-workers must be physically fit enough for the job to be interviewed for. Now, within this study, researchers also found that adding more attractive people to a pool of applicants creates a new norm for being attractive. See, this is all the cycle babble that goes way over my head. I don't get it. Right? I realize that people are swayed by the looks of another person. I got that. But you imagine if these applications were scored with the female thing being covered up and actually the name not being shown to the person looking through the applications. Come on, some of you have been through this. It ain't that hard to do. We used to do scholarships at a high school. And it was a group of us that got together. We made them write essays. That's right. We made them think and write. And we would read through the essays to make sure that, you know, they were, I know, me of all people, right? Grammatically correct, that it made sense. We made them work for it. Right? And when we got the applications back, when we got the information back on the book, there was never, you know, the name was blanked out, the sex was blanked out, all that was blanked out. So we would strictly make our answer on whether, you know, on whether or not this person made sense, whether they touched your heart in the essay. And that's how we decided whether to get the scholarship or not. We didn't need color. We didn't need sex. Or, excuse me, gender. The norms inferred to from the composition of the finalists could more generally affect the evaluation of women. Most importantly, the finding created an inequality for women who must be judged negatively for their appearance, regardless of what they look like. So if they're pretty, they get a negative mark. If they're ugly, they get a negative. I guess they just can't win. But I don't buy that. I never taught that to our girls. We have two girls. I always taught them it didn't matter what they were. Didn't matter what size or color they were. Didn't matter whether they were male or female. If you can do the job better than the other person, then you need to make sure the boss knows it. Make yourself an asset. You know, I used to say the same thing to the people that I would counsel for job, for not just jobs, but just in life in general. Tired of hearing, I'm worried about, then make yourself valuable. Make yourself of value to the company. Just because you have a heartbeat, fingers, toes, two hands, you know, the whole nine yards, you look like a human. That doesn't mean in the eyes of the boss or the eyes of the workplace that you're valuable. If you're one of those people that comes to work and does absolutely nothing and wants to be paid for it, and you know what I mean, we've all got those people hanging out at work, you should get bupkis and get fired. Period. But we're bringing up these kids to believe, to think that they have a right to, you know, they have a right to a job, they have a right to be paid whether they show up or not. And that just gets out of hand. Big time. And not to let a good, what is it, not to let a good deed go unpunished. Remember the story I did about the Cornell University professor who pushed to make letter grades optional? You hear this? Letter grades optional? You get pass, fail, that kind of thing. Students are complaining about that, but not for what you think. That's right. So the students at Cornell University, now they're split over calls for universal pass equitable grading, which would ensure that all students would pass their courses and receive credit regardless of their final grade. Now the Cornell Daily Sun, which is a student newspaper, they reported that some students petitioned the school to implement a mandatory pass system because, you know, the coronavirus pandemic just made it hard for anybody to concentrate on their grades. This is why I say military people. Got to go with our military people. They've been taught not to let anything affect them. The Office of the Universal Pass Grades petition argued that if Cornell is truly going to commit, they need to commit to the non-discrimination, and they need to move to the universal pass system. Now, as COVID-19 spreads through our communities, we call on the Cornell administration to prioritize educational equity, along with student health, community well-being, and we urge them to adopt a universal pass system for spring 2020. What they're going to set up here is for some brainiac to use whatever temporary guidelines they put in effect for grading. These brainiacs are going to use this for years going down the road. Well, you did it for them. Equality says I have to have the same chance. I don't have the same chance if I purposely have to work harder to get a better, to get that grade or better. I mean, really, this stuff, because they don't look at it as a whole. And they call for Cornell University? How about you just do the work, speak with your teachers, and see what you can work out with them. But let's just start there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up in the next hour. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina.